Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. And since this is a presentation about the joint task force, it will be a joint presentation, also showing how important this collaboration is between the environmental policy side and the statistics side. And also my colleague Nick just suggested that I say a few words about the NDCs. Yeah, I think we have heard a lot of excitement already that there might be hopefully very soon a joint working group. And I think I noted several things down that could be feeding into the work program of this working group. So like the streamlining, like the NDCs, the biodiversity that was mentioned. So these are things that we can take up. But first of all, of course, we need to discuss whether such a group will exist in the near future or not. And this will be right after my presentation. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for the opportunity to present an overview on recent work of the Joint Task Force on Environmental Studies and Indicators, as well as the main outcomes of its last meeting. The presentation is structured around two topics. First, we will hear about the recent work of the Joint Task Force, including the revision of the EC indicator guidelines, capacity development activities, and activities implemented to support the outcomes of the Nicosia Ministerial Conference. And then there will be an overview of them on the main outcomes of the 21st session. So one of the very important activities that was implemented by the Joint Task Force was the revision of the guidelines on the application of environmental indicators, where the last revision was about a decade ago. The revision of the guidelines, what we call now the 2023 edition, was completed and the guidelines were published in August this year. The structure of the guidelines is shown on the slide. The revised guidelines include 74 priority indicators and better inform recent global policies and are aligned to the UN Framework for Development of Environment Statistics, which has various benefits, which I'm not going to explain in details for time concerns. However, the new edition of the guidelines also aims to improve data availability to support regular assessments, including the pan-European environmental assessment and reporting, and highlights the importance of data disaggregation. So where can you find the guidelines? First of all, you can find them online. And secondly, you can find hard copies at the entrance there. So please take them, bring them home. And these are not door stoppers. These are really useful documents. Actually, I'm using them myself almost on a daily basis. So, and we're very proud of this work of the Joint Task Force about this tangible outcome. So the guidelines are now completed. The Secretariat will continue to produce some missing metadata sheets, depending on resources available in collaboration with the Joint Task Force members. And after approval by the Joint Task Force, they will be made available online. This is a gradual process that will take some time. The old guidelines, so the 2014 revision, are planned to be kept online for reference purposes. And it also should be noted that the guidelines will need to be reviewed regularly in order to adjust to emerging policy needs. So the Joint Task Force has also provided support to countries in addressing methodological challenges related to environmental indicators and statistics, including through promoting the correct application of statistical standards and promotion of the UN Framework for Development of Environment Statistics and the System of Environmental Economic Accounting. The integration of data and statistics, for example, the nexus of environment and health and statistics, data disaggregation, the implementation of selected SDG indicators, and Joint Task Force members have also contributed to sectoral reviews of environment statistics in Georgia and Kazakhstan earlier this year. A very recent capacity development activity was carried out as a regional training on the production and use of waste and circular economy studies indicators on 20th and 21st of June 24, and we have already heard about a bit in the previous presentation. This was a collaboration of the EC Environment Statistics Division together with UNIDO, the United Nations Industry Development Organization, and the support of the Environment Agency Austria. The training was possible given the financial support of the European Union and Austria, for which the Joint Task Force and the Secretariat are very grateful. The training provided information on the different steps for production, sharing and use of the UNEC waste and circular economy related indicators, which are also in line with other indicator frameworks, including with the European Environment Agency and Eurostat indicators. So the main results of this event were that participants familiarized themselves with existing frameworks and guidelines, A technical overview of the different steps for production, sharing, and use was provided. Data sources were explored. Challenges were discussed and possible solutions, and knowledge on how to use statistics indicators to measure a transition towards a circular economy and to feed it into the necessary policy procedures. So the activities that were presented in previous slides also contribute to the outcomes of the Nicosia Ministerial Conference. The activities of the Joint Task Force enhanced the availability and access to reliable and high-quality statistics and support the application of the revised EC indicator guidelines. The Joint Task Force also continues to serve as a platform and fosters partnerships between national statistical offices and ministries and agencies of environment. These partnerships can hopefully be even further strengthened in the future, and we're going to discuss this in the next part of the session. The Joint Task Force is also addressing latest and emerging policy issues, including how to quantify progress in sustainable and safe or resilient infrastructure. And I had the honor at the last Joint Task Force session in October to moderate a panel discussion together with colleagues from UNDRR, the United Nations Disaster Risk Reduction Organization, UNEP, and OECD, to discuss commonalities in definitions and the need for a common definition of sustainable and safe infrastructure and how to measure progress, which is in line with the outcomes of the Nicosia Conference. And also some member states shared their reflections on this panel discussion. So for example, we heard feedback from Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands. So for example, UNEP noted that having common indicators would be useful, but it would be practical to build on existing frameworks to the extent possible. UNDRR agreed to this, emphasizing the importance of starting the measurement process using what already exists. The OECD expert advocated for developing a common set of indicators to guide countries in their self-assessments and expressed interest in working together with other partners. So more information and discussion can be found in a document that has been shared with you before this meeting. The session concluded with a discussion and a suggestion on how to proceed, and one of the proposals was to draft an in-depth review on existing frameworks, and secondly, if possible, the formation of an expert group to clarify what should be put forward as a standard practice for measuring sustainable infrastructure. With that, I hand over to Christine for the second part of it.